This is HPR episode 2102 entitled, Angular JSONG Repeat, and the Browser That Shall Not Be Named. It is hosted by Roe N, and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, a method for optimizing the rendering of items when using Angular JSONG Repeat Directive.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, this is Rowan, and welcome to my second submission to Hacker Public Radio. At my work, we are in the process of revamping our internal call logging system, moving from a .NET and Microsoft ASPX pages for both the client side and backend processing to an HTML5 based single page application using AngularJS for the client side interface with a .NET Web API service for the backend processing. The main page for both versions contains a list of the current day's calls laid out in a table with 9 columns. Users are able to switch to a specific day's calls by selecting a date via calendar widget or by moving one day at a time via previous or next buttons. By the end of a typical day, the page will contain between 40 and 50 calls. During recent testing of the SPA client on the proprietary browser we all love to hate, or at least have a love-hate relationship with if you have to support it, I noticed that rendering of a whole day's worth of calls would take seconds, freezing the UI completely. This made changing dates painful, as we reload the data anytime you enter the page. That's how we manually poll for new data. We are planning to implement either a timer-based polling or a push service through WebSockets eventually, but it did make the page almost unusable with that 7-second freeze. The page did render fine in both Mozilla and WebKit-based JavaScript JIT engines, but Microsoft's engine just would choke on it. After a bit of search for AngularJS slow rendering and AngularJS optimize, I found many references about using Angular's NG repeat directive when rendering long lists of data. For those of you who are not sure what AngularJS is, it's a JavaScript framework designed to help you write single page applications. Basically lets you put custom HTML tags or custom attributes within your HTML tags, which then binds some JavaScript and CSS to those either tags or attributes. I tried a couple of methods mentioned to optimize the NG repeat directive. I used the track by feature of NG repeat to use the calls ID as the internal ID of the row. So NG repeat didn't have to generate a hashed ID for each row. I implemented Angular's one-time binding feature to reduce the number of watches being created, reducing the test day's number of watches from 1120 to 596. But even these two combined optimizations didn't have enough effect to render the page an acceptable amount of time. The next optimization I played with was using NG repeat with the limit to filter. This limits the number of items rendered in the list that the NG repeat is looping through. This is particularly useful combined with the paging of data. I set the limit to option to different values to see how it affected the rendering time. I found that rendering 5 rows was fast and consistent for every day's worth of data I viewed. From my reading, I knew if I updated the limit to amount while keeping the array of items the same, NG repeat would only render any unrendered items and not re-render the whole list. So within your code, you basically set up an ng repeat equal to, say, C or item in your list of items, and then you filter it by a certain size. For me, I'm limiting it to initially 5, but you're basically setting the limit to filter to a variable which you will be incrementing. If you look in the show notes, you'll see how the code I use to update the limit to variable. Basically, anytime the list is updated, anytime the list is updated, the display render size, which is the number of things currently being rendered, is reset to the default number, for this example 5, and then I have a function called update display render size, which is called. This function calls itself repeatedly via Angular's timeout service, and timeout is just a wrapper for JavaScript's set timeout function. It increments the displayed render size variable, which is being watched by the limit to filter of the main ng-repeat each time the display render size variable is incremented. Ng-repeat renders the next set of items. This is repeated until all the items in the list are rendered. The magic happens because ng-repeat blocks any other JavaScript, which does not affect Angular's digest path. For Angular, it basically sets up all these different watches on variables, and then anytime there's a change, it then figures out like what's changed and what in your HTML needs updated, and so it goes down this recurses down through all these different paths and then renders everything. So by calling the function update display render size with a timeout, the function doesn't get called again until after the next set of items is rendered. I make the timeout delay to 0. So normally with a timeout, you'd be setting it for so many, you know, seconds or minutes to occur again in the future. I say 0 so that it will be called immediately after the rendering stops blocking. And it was cool because in this instance, the sum of the rendering time for parts of the list is shorter than the sum of the rendering time for all of the list items at one time. So it went from like 7 seconds to under a half a second in rendering time. There are a couple small glitches with this solution. Scrolling can be a bit jerky as the chunk sized renders cause a series of micro UI freezes instead of one big long one. This settles down once the whole list is rendered. Also, if you don't have a fixed or 100% wide table layout and you don't have fixed column sizes, the table layout will dance a little on the screen until the columns have been filled with their largest amounts of data. This is a result of the table layout being recalculated as more data fills it. This all being said, the solution works great. It moved the pause, like I said before, from seconds to under half a second or less, making the page go from unbearable to usable on Microsoft's latest browser offerings. So I hope you found this little bit of esoteric Angular optimization interesting and hopefully helpful. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.